ashabihi wa man walah, amma ba'd. All praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Durood and salam upon the master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected ulama, huffaz, elders and friends, iman is that gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose us to be the recipients of. And the demand of iman is that we spend time daily working on it, maintaining it, and seeing how we can improve on our iman. Throughout history, we will find that the pious would spend much of their time working on their iman and pondering how they can improve their iman. One of the ways which we can ignite the flame of iman is through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith it comes, those gatherings where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, the angels seek out those gatherings, they flock to those gatherings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the people of that gathering. He answers their du'as. He saves them from the fire of Jahannam. And regarding them, he says, هُمُ الْقَوْمُ لَا يَشْقَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسُهُمْ. They are such people, they're sitting and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that time will never go wasted. So inshallah, today we will spend our time together remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a few verses from Surah Al-Mulk, that is, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ سُورَةً مِّنَ الْقُرْآنِ ثَلَاثُونَ آيَةً شَفَعَتْ لِرَجُلٍ حَتَّى غُفِرَ لَهُ وَهِيَ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, there is a surah in the Quran. It will seek intercession for its reader until he is forgiven, and that is تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ. Ulama mention that the maqsad, the objective is that we should try to recite Suratul Mulk every night. Now if we study Suratul Mulk, we see that it was a surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in Mecca. Now if you study the topics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Meccan surahs, then Allama Sabuni hafidhahullah in his tafsir, As-Safwatut Tafasir, in Safwatut Tafasir, he mentions that you can summarize it into four topics. The first is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is Nubuwa, the prophethood. The third is life after death. And the fourth is the day of Qiyamah, the matters of Jannah, the matters of Jahannam. Now the Meccan surahs Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed at a time when Islam was still young. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used these surahs to strengthen the iman of the early Muslims, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. The first verse of Suratul Mulk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Exalted, raised, ascended is He in whose control is everything, and He indeed is in control of everything. Now this one word, tabaraka, the exact meaning, the literal meaning, if you open the dictionary, you will find the word exalted or raised. But what is the true meaning behind it? There was once a famous scholar who was an expert in Arabic, and he wanted to find out the exact meaning of the word tabarak. So in their times, the people would leave the cities and would go live among the Bedouins, among the villagers. For indeed, they spoke a more pure form of Arabic, and they utilized the words for their exact meaning. So some attribute the story to Imam Ismail rahmatullah alayh. So he set out to a village to find out the meaning of three words. That is, raqim, tabaraka, and mata. Raqim is a type of dog. Tabarak is to ascend, and mata is a, how we say, this dunya is a mata. So this imam went to this village, and he came across a young boy. And he saw that this young boy was sitting next to a pot that was stirring. And next to the pot was a dirty rag that was used to clean the pot, to hold the pot. And then a dog which was black and had yellow spots on its legs and its eyes. It came, it snatched the rag, and then it went and climbed on a mountain, and it sat in such a way where it could view the entire village. And after a while, the child's mother came out, and then this boy said to his mother, Ya Ummi, O my mother, Ja'a al-raqimu wa akhadha al-mata'a wa tabaraka al-jabala. O my mother, this dog came, it snatched the rag, and it ascended this mountain. So Imam Ismail rahmatullah alayhi understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he says tabaraka. He is exalted, raised above all his creation. Nothing of his creation can ever equal him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everything. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. He who created the seven heavens, one above another. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِنْ تَفَاوُتٍ. فَرُجِعِ الْبَصَرِ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. ثُمَّ رُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the magnificence and the perfection of His creation. If we see everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created, how perfect it is from the day to the night, the sun, the moon, the stars, the universe, the galaxy, the earth, the rivers, the mountains, we see human beings, the intricacies of our organs. Subhanallah, in all of this there is the perfection. There are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's perfection. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays out a challenge to those who wish to find fault in Allah's creation. He says, فَرُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُطُورٍ. Try to find fault in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, but you won't find fault. And then he says, don't settle on trying once. ثُمَّ رُجِعِ الْبَصَرَ كَرَّتَيْنِ. Try again and again. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَنْقَلِبْ إِلَيْكَ الْبَصَرُ خَاسِئًا وَهُوَ حَسِيرٌ. Listen, all your trying, all your experiments, all your research, nothing will provide you with any evidence that there is any deficiencies in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. Subhanallah, everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is so perfect. If you take one example, beloved brothers, a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created blind. So the person cannot see. But we see even in that person how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enhances the other qualities. The sense of hearing, of smell, of taste. And when you see these people carrying out their lives so normally and achieving amazing feats, it leaves a person astounded. If you ever happen to be in Pietermaritzburg, then it's worth a visit to the Madrasa for the Blind, Madrasatun Noor. You will see students who are blind reciting, memorizing the Quran, reciting the ahadith of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. You see, you observe how they've learned to count their steps to reach the classroom, to reach the bathroom, to reach their room. How they've learned different ways to live their lives in a normal way. You see these kids playing, you see these kids riding horses, and subhanallah, it leaves your mind astounded how beautiful is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created is for a purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse of Surah Al-Mulk says, وَلَقَدْ زَيَّنَّا السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ وَجَعَلْنَاهَا رُجُومًا لِلشَّيَاطِينَ وَأَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابَ السَّعِيرِ. And most certainly we beautified the skies of this world with lanterns, and we have made them a repellent against the shayateen. In At-Tafsir al-Kabir, Allama Razi rahmatullah alayh, under this verse, he writes, وَالنَّاسُ يُزَيِّنُونَ مَسَاجِدَهُمْ وَدُوَرَهُمْ بِالْمَصَابِيحِ. That in this world, human beings adorn their masajid, their homes with lanterns, with lights, with chandeliers. Indeed, it creates beauty in the home. And then he draws that example that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautified the roof of this world with stars. And then he says that the light which the stars give off, man-made light, will never equal to it. Subhanallah. If you take another example of how everything in this world is going about so perfectly. If you see in nature, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places the seed in the soil. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the creatures of the soil through their movement. He creates gaps for air. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sends the rains and the nutrients for the plants. The plants grow, and then the herbivores like springbok eat the plants. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the lion to eat the springbok. And when this lion dies, those same insects of the earth consume its body, and like that, this perfect system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going about. In another verse, the reason for its revelation, Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says that during the Meccan period, the enemies of Islam, the Quraysh, who were the enemies of Islam, would plot against Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. So they would have meetings and they would see how they can harm the Muslims. So Jibreel alayhi salam informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about this. When the kuffar heard about this, they told each other, listen, when we speak, then we shouldn't speak loud. Let's speak softly so the Lord of Muhammad won't hear what we are saying. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, وَأَسِرُّوا قَوْلَكُمْ أَوِجْهَرُوا بِهِ إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ السُّدُورِ. Listen, whether you speak softly or you are loud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks a question, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقُ. The one who creates something, surely he knows about it. In this world, if someone invents something, he knows how it works, how to fix it, the components, everything about it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything, surely he knows about all his creation. Subhanallah. Beloved brothers, the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so vast. When Musa alayhi salam accompanied Khidr on the boat during their journey, whilst they were on this boat, a bird came. It sat on the boat, and then with its beak, it picked up one or two drops from the ocean. And then Khadir told Musa alayhi salam, Ya Musa, ma ilmi wa ilmuka min ilmi Allahi illa ka naqarati hadha al-usfuri fil bahri. Oh Musa alayhi salam, your knowledge and my knowledge, in comparison to the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is more insignificant than that little water which the bird took out from the ocean compared to the entire ocean. When Luqman the wise was advising his son, he said, Ya bunayya innaha intaku mithqala habbatin min khardal fatakun fi sakhra aw fi samawat aw fi al-ardi ya'ti biha Allah. Inna Allah latifun khabir. Luqman told his son, Oh my son, if there is one action, one small action, which is hidden, the size of a mustard seed, is hidden under the rocks, under the mountains, or somewhere in this world, even that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about. Beloved brothers, in this world, those who study trees and plants, in a study that was conducted, they estimate that there are 60,000 different types of trees. 60,000 different types of trees. And then they estimate that there are 3.4 trillion trees in this world. Remember, these are just estimates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the exact number. And then they estimate that there are 391,000 plant species. So if these are just the number of trees, then what will the number of leaves be? The number only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. From all these leaves in this world, the different types, the different shapes, some places in the world Allah is causing the leaves to grow, some places in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is causing the leaves to die. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, one leaf from all these leaves, it doesn't fall the speed it falls, where it will fall, how it will fall. All of this is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Beloved brothers, our time has lapsed. But the message is, we should try to spend some time daily reading, speaking, pondering in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how we can come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the best way, or one of the best ways, is through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how beautiful it will be if we can pick up the Quran and read the tafasir written, the commentaries written on the Quran. Subhanallah, we will achieve such sweetness in reading what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to us. Ulama say, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to speak to you, then read the Quran. So we should speak to our ulama and find out the authentic kitabs, the tafasir, and try to spend little time daily reading one ayah, the meanings behind it. Subhanallah, it will only bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one level higher than that is to understand the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the language He revealed it. That is Arabic. To understand the words of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through Arabic. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made that easy for us. Today there are so many means for us to learn this beautiful language of Arabic. Alhamdulillah, in Middleburg, there is Madrasa Urwa bin Az-Zubair, morning classes where we can attend and learn this beautiful language of Arabic. If perhaps we can't attend due to work, due to other commitments, there are online classes like the one offered by the Jam'iyatul Ulama's Madrasa Wing, Jamia online. If we can't attend that, we should speak to ulama. There are international programs which run on the internet. Find out what is authentic. But let us try to make an effort to learn this language of Arabic so that when we read the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will understand what our Rabb is telling us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite us in Jannatul Firdaus as He has united us today. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.